We start with Jacob Zuma supporters converging today on the People's Park in Durban for what's being called a prayer meeting. It's essentially to welcome him back from prison in his honor. And the Jacob Zuma Foundation saying that the event will celebrate his release from prison. Zuma, we know, is currently on medical parole. The big question really is he going to be there? Carl Niehaus, you would have heard in the bulletin also, saying that he is going to be there. So I think there's going to be a lot of attention on that. We know that shortly after entering prison in escort in July, Zuma was sent to hospital for medical treatment. He's remained out of the spotlight for much of the time since his parole. There was that one video that was released of him on social media where he endorsed the ANC and told people to go out and vote in the local government elections. Well, let's speak now to Nhlanhla Mabaso, our EWN KZN correspondent, who is there for us today. Nhlanhla, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show today. Describe the atmosphere there. What is happening? What can we expect to happen today?
Well, many supporters of the former president, Jacob Zuma, have started making their way inside the venue. That is the Moses Mabhida People's Park, as you mentioned in your intro. This is where the prayer is expected to take place. I can tell you that his supporters wearing ANC regalias and T-shirts that are written, "Welcome home, Zuma," and you would know the famous one, "When they knew Zuma." We also see religious leaders of all sorts of churches. We also see traditional healers here present, and also his strong friends and comrades, and that would be Ace Magashule, the suspended Secretary General of the ANC, alongside Carl Niehaus and other dignitaries. We are expecting KZN ANC provincial chairperson, that is Sihle Zikalala, alongside the provincial leadership, to also be in attendance. Yesterday, the spokesperson confirmed that the leadership in the province will also attend what is called a welcome prayer for the former president. But also, mainly, we spoke to supporters outside here saying as to why they are here today. And this is Zama Ntunga. This is what she had to say.
I'm Zama Ntunga Khumalo. I am here today to support Mshololo because I love Mshololo. After all has been said, after all has been done, I think prayer is the number one go-to for everyone, regardless of your belief. God is still God. So, yeah, I'm here to pray with other comrades that are here today.
And then obviously we are still in a pandemic in Nhlanhla. So how many people are there and are there any COVID protocols in place?
Well, at this stage, one can confirm that there are no COVID-19 social distance. I mean, the rules are not being adhered to. I mean, there's also an open space which seems to have been open for his supporters to stay, but it seems as though they also want to gather in the marquees. And then there's only two marquees that have been erected here. And then also a stage where of course we are expecting different speakers to take to the podium, maybe. But I can tell you that COVID-19 regulations aren't ahead, and it's much of a very hot day in the province, Mandy.
And finally, you played that one piece of audio there. You've obviously been speaking to other people as well on the ground. Who are the people that are coming out in support? Is there a sense of ANC loyalty, or is it loyalty to the man, to Jacob Zuma?
Loyalty to the man, loyalty to Jacob Zuma. We spoke to people who, of course, have been raising his name more than the party. Of course, we spoke to one of his strongest supporters, very well known in the province, that is Nkosi Ntshashezi. He also said this day, in fact, should be described as the Christmas of black people, where they are going to celebrate. The former president also spoke about what could have not happened if the former president was not jailed. Let's have a listen.
We are so excited that after the incarceration of President Jacob Zuma, he's out of prison, even though he's out on the terms that we have not have loved. But we celebrate that our father is back. You'd understand and appreciate that in his absentia, more than 300 black lives died, and there was no leadership, neither from the African National Congress nor the government of South Africa. People were butchered and massacred in Phoenix and elsewhere by racist Indians. And, you know, the president of the ANC only came out to say that, you know, there was ethnic mobility.
Thank you very much, Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN KZN correspondent, painting the picture of what's happening there in Durban. So we will try and bring you some of that if it does happen during this hour. Otherwise, the events are going to roll out over the afternoon. And the question there is Jacob Zuma going to actually be there? What is he going to say? Is he going to address the crowd? And what do you think about this entire event? Do you think it makes a mockery of the medical parole? Do you think that he is deserving of a welcoming? Or what is it all about? Send us a WhatsApp voice note. I'd love to hear from you.